Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Let's pray it's sooner rather than later, Jay, this lifting of the social distancing order in New York State. One of the sidebars to this ongoing national emergency is the toll it's taking on people's mental health. If you would, Jay, talk a bit about that issue and how concerned you should be and how concerned our listeners should be.
I think it's important to, even in this era we're in or this season we're in of social distancing, to make sure that we are connecting. We know as Christians that we are to stay connected. Hebrews 10:25 reminds us to not stop meeting together. Well, now we have to be creative in how we do that. And I think it's important, whether picking up the phone and just calling a friend or loved one, checking in on them, or just having a conversation. You know, if you have kids, and I'm seeing this with my own kids, scheduling play dates where my son is building Legos and he's got his friend on video building Legos over at his house. Yeah. There are creative ways to stay connected. So I think it's imperative that we don't isolate, that we stay connected in every way.
One of the questions that is kind of circulating across the country, the president made news by suggesting that we can't allow the cure to be worse than the disease. My question to you, Jay, is it the virus itself and the infection rates continue to soar? We will see that for another 2 to 3 weeks, so it's going to get worse before it gets better. Is it the virus itself that's got people on pins and needles, or is it the fear of the unknown?
I think it's more the fear of the unknown. This is something else I would say. If you're struggling with fear or anxiety because of everything that you're either reading online or hearing in the 24/7 news cycle, give yourself a break from that. Because, again, if we're going back to, as Christians, the truth of God's word, and I think this is the time for the church to really share the promises of God, that we don't have to be anxious. We don't have to live in fear. God gave us a spirit of love, power, and sound mind, not of fear. I think this is an important time to remember those truths, to pray on those truths and share them, but also be honest and transparent and say, hey, I am struggling right now. And this is where, again, connection is so key. So I'm going to pick up the phone or I'm going to go on video and I'm going to say, hey, I need your help here, my friend, or I need your help, my loved one, whoever it may be. I'm struggling right now. I think it's important for the church to stay connected now more than ever. And I'm hearing stories of small groups that are still having their small group sessions via Zoom or through other, you know, technology. I also think a couple other things that I think are imperative is get out of the house. I mean, you don't have to go and rub shoulders with other people. I know that's not being advised, but go for a run. Go play in the backyard with your kids. Go for a walk with your family. Go for a hike. I know gyms are closed. Exercise is so important for our emotional, spiritual, and physical health. Eat healthy. I want to just say this. This is the big one that we are even seeing in our family. Have routine. Don't let the routine go by the wayside where you're in your pajamas all day. And I know a lot of people are working from home, and maybe you're in your pajamas all day. Maybe you haven't showered in a few days. Maybe you haven't brushed your teeth or hair. Keep that routine going of taking care of yourself, having the kids get out of their pajamas, because a lot of kids are doing school from home. So getting into that routine is so important.
Boy, that's so much good advice there, Jay.